Welcome to Canadian Politics is Boring.
Hey, we're actually
recording. Hey, are we recording?
We're recording!
Hello, and welcome to another misty episode of Canadian Politics is Boring, where the horns are fogging and... I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with this. It's a foghorn. A foghorn that says fun, because we're going to have fun.
Oh, that was clever. I like that. Yeah.
It wasn't, but thank you.
Hi, Reese. How are you today?
I'm wonderful.
Are you wonderful? Okay.
I am. Good. This is Canadian Politics Boring, the show where, if you didn't read the description, then that's your fault.
Who reads today? Come on now. If this is your first time here, this is where Reese, a Welsh immigrant, teaches me, an apathetic Canadian, Jesse, hello, about my own country's politics and political history. So.
Yay.
And we're not an education. Do not come to us for education. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Also,
I came here to steal all the jobs.
Right. Well, you've been doing a really good job of it so far, I should say.
Well, luckily, I only take it one at a time, so. Yeah. before we go into this episode.
Small talk.
We, in our self-indulgent birthday episode, I referred to Timbits as a box of Timothy's bits. And this captured the imagination of some of our listeners. And one listener in particular, she actually asked for a box of Timothy's bits. And the people at Tim Hortons laughed so hard they gave it to her for free. So thank you for trying it out.
Do you remember who it was?
I'll try and find it on the Stina Kate, I think her name is. So thank you for trying it out. We really appreciate it. And also, we think I got a theory that that's like a secret hack, that if you try it, you get free Timbits. So I want any listeners, any other listeners who've got, I'm too scared to do it, but if you've got more balls and you're willing to try it out, do it. Ask for Timothy's bits.
A nice box of Timothy's powdered bits.
Yes. Yeah. Like birthday cake bits. Anyway. And also, we had a weird request. We someone asked why we weren't on Cameo. We're failed celebrities record messages. So I want to be on there. So we're now doing celebrity. We're not actually on Cameo, but we are doing birthday messages and stuff for people who want them.
It was a Mother's Day video.
Yeah, that's right. It was a Mother's Day video, which we had fun with, and also we did for free. I'm just shocked that anyone would want to see a video of us on their birthday or day of celebration.
Right? Like, what the hell?
But anyway, thank you. It's very flattering.
Yeah, it was fun.
But maybe we will be on Cameo. Let's see what happens.
How's Linda the Bear doing in your office?
She's good. She's good. She's got a named badge now, so people stop asking her name.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Just so it's a bear. It's called Linda. There we go.
You get so sick of people coming in and asking what the name of the cardboard bear was in your office that you put a sticky note on her. Is that right?
Exactly. Saying,
hi, I'm Linda.
But also, do you know what I started doing? Putting her in the background of videos, like video chat. So like if I was having a meeting with someone and somebody very awkwardly asked me, like, excuse me, have you got a stuffed grizzly bear? And they seemed really upset. I was like, no, it's cardboard. So I had to get up from my chair and like show them it was like a flat 2D image of a bear. And they seemed genuinely upset that I might stuff a bear.
Well, next time pretend that you don't know what they're talking about. Like you look around, you don't see any bear. Right? Like what?
Exactly.
What are you talking? We just moved in here. This room is empty. What?
Exactly.
What? Are you pulling my leg? You think you see a bear behind me? That's funny. Yeah.
But anyway, the soundproofing in the new studios is great. And there was an excavator digging up outside and it was still quiet enough to record a podcast. I'm so happy. Nice. I'm very proud of the acoustic treatment that we've done on a budget. It's great.
I can't wait to hear it myself in person because last time you brought me there was echoey as fuck.
That's because it was still a building site.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
There we go. Anyway.
You were going to have in your office, I was so disappointed this didn't come to fruition, Reese. Oh my God. I was so excited. And I don't work at your place. I don't work in your office, but like I would have got a job just to be able to do it. You were in your kitchen. You were going to have beer taps.
I know, like, but We didn't, because the kitchen is still unfinished and has been a nightmare project. So thanks to the contractors who didn't do our kitchen, but continue to send invoices. So we've got two fridges. One is just a normal fridge for everybody's lunch and stuff. And then there's the client fridge, which is a clear glass fridge with beer and wine in that people can help themselves to if they're clients.
Nice.
So still, it's not a beer tap, but it's still...
It's something. You're thinking, exactly. Yeah, okay, that's nice. Exactly. Yeah.
So I could ask you a question.
Okay.
I think I've asked you this before. Have you heard of Manitoba?
It rings a bell.
Did you know that there's a weird chunk of Manitoba that sticks out? And it's basically
I
not...
It sound like a medical malformity. Just like malformity? Maldeformity? I don't know what... Combine those words together in some fashion that you enjoy. There you go.
So it's kind of... It's not malformed. It's more of like a human error. As if like a human accidentally sliced up somebody. That it's kind of...
We're talking geographically?
A geographical
on a map
thing.
Here? Or in physical, like... I suppose a map represents the physical. So
anyway, On a map.
I'm just going to look up Manitoba on Google Maps right now and see what you're talking about.
So there's a place, there's a on the bottom right-hand corner, I would say, well, the bottom southeastern corner of Manitoba juts out into a lake called the Lake of the Woods. And it's kind of a, I can say it's a small lake in comparison to the Great Lakes, but it's still a pretty big lake.
The Lake of the Woods, yeah.
The Lake of
Buffalo,
the Woods.
Buffalo Bay.
So what happens is the U.S. border is just below at Buffalo Point. And then the border into Canada, you cross over the border into Canada and the lake is on your right-hand side. You keep driving and there's this little peninsula that sticks out that is basically drawn wrong. So that there's peninsula that is actually, it's called the Northwest Angle, or simply the Angle by locals. And it's part of the US, but it's completely isolated from Minnesota, so just below. And it was an error, it's a map error.
What? No.
It was, so what happened was the...
Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah. It's technically part of Minnesota. So it's the most northerly township of Minnesota and the most northern point of the...
Is there a town? Is there...
I'll get to that now. So it's the most northern part of the lower 48 states. There's no other part apart from obviously Alaska, which is the furthest north, but of the main 48 states on mainland USA, it's the most northerly point because it essentially is part right up in Canada.
I'm not gonna lie. I love mistakes and stuff like this.
I know.
Like it's.
So it owes its existence to the mistaken assumption at the Treaty of Paris in 1783 that the Mississippi River flowed so far north that the northern westmost point of the Lake of the Woods would be connected to the Mississippi River. So basically, a bunch of people in Paris had badly drawn maps, and they drew the border around it, and is a product of that.
Wow.
So the Benjamin Franklin and the British representatives are relying on the Mitchell map of colonial America by the geographer John Mitchell, and he had no idea where the source of the Mississippi River was. And that's how it happened, really. They had just a map drawn based on assumptions where nobody actually had been there. Mm-hmm. And there we go. That's why it exists.
Wow. So do they still, like, enforce it to this day? Because I'm looking at the map, and it just seems like there's a couple of highways and a bunch of Greenland and not a whole bunch of anything else. Although maybe I'm not looking in the right places. Well, but, like, do they still enforce, like, border crossings? And I suppose they'd have to.
So the 70% of the land is held in trust by the Red Lake Indian Reservation.
Okay.
And so, you know, a large portion of it is kind of owned in that way. And then the other 30% is kind of like a township. So it's listed of its population is 119 people. And that was in the 2010 census.
Wow.
Census. And it's mostly water and forest. The majority of it, and
they have an airplane. They have an airport, though.
Well, is accessible. I don't think that's large planes, though.
So, okay.
And is accessible by two ways, really, apart from...
Oh, I think I found a town, kind of.
Yay.
Sort of. Should I not be looking at this? Do you want me to... Are you
no, you can look at it if you want.
Me? Yeah, okay. Look away. No, I don't know if you wanted to surprise me.
You're just looking at Google Maps. I've got facts. So...
Right, sorry. We all know how inaccurate Google Maps are, is.
Exactly. Worse if you go to the Antarctic, you can find the secret alien base. Anyway, so you can cross to the angle.
I found a place called Sleepy Hollow Loop, and that just sounds...
Nice.
That sounds awesome.
That's where the murders happen. Yep. Anyway, so the angle can be reached without crossing the international border. It can be done by boat. Once the lake is free of ice in the winter, or by flying over in a plane, there are no ferries large enough to carry an automobile. So it's just small boats that go back and forth.
Well, it's not an island.
It's not an island, no, but there's a border between it. So if you want to get there without having to cross over the borders to get back to America, you have to
Okay, yeah.
A tiny boat, and you can't take a car.
Right.
And also when in the winter, you can't cross anyway because it's frozen.
Wow.
So, you know, you can only fly to get across. Or the other option is to drive across, which basically means you take the Minnesota State Highway 313 northbound across the Warroad-Sprague border crossing, and then you connect to Manitoba Highway 12 at the border, and then to Provincial Road 308, and then Provincial Road 352, and then you cross back into the United States at the Angle Inlet. So it basically is 63 miles or 101 kilometers to drive around, which sounds like
you've done your math on this. This is impressive.
Sounds like a pain in the ass. But what I love about this is the border crossing is unstaffed.
What?
So this is one of the few points between the border where it's not staffed at all.
So if you're a drug mule and listening to our podcast, you're welcome.
Get a summer boat across the lake of the woods, and then so the border crossing basically there's a single gravel road in and out to the angle, so it's very isolated, and there's a place called Jim's Corner.
what?
And there's also a few other places where there are these phones that essentially it's just a like a booth with a sign saying thank you for visiting, and you've got to go there, pick up the phone, and then on the line is either the Canadian or US customs, depending which way you're going, you select, and then you declare who you are, which way you're going, and why you're doing it.
Which was almost like I'm coming in from the 525 highway. I'm coming to visit because I've got a cousin with a boat, and I've got about 20 kilograms of cocaine in my trunk. Good luck stopping me. Hope you're having a great day. Okay, goodbye. Click, and you hang the phone, and you go on your day. Like that's
exactly. Or I drove to Winnipeg to enjoy the legendary Boston pizza, and I'm now returning to Northwest Angle because we don't have it.
Boston Pizza or Northwest Angle?
Boston Pizza.
Be a surprise. Okay, yeah. Right. Yeah.
So which I find it amazing that is like there's just you can the dirt there's the dirt road, this little hut with a phone, and you call up, and I just love the honesty of it. Right? It's obviously such a rural area, but I just find it quite funny that you talk about security and border control and everything like that, and then you've got this.
Well, it really makes me wonder about like, you know, on like Birch Beach. Or Wheeler's Point, like I'm just looking, I don't know where these places are. This is in the States, like still from Lake of the Woods on the American side. Like if someone were to take a boat full of drugs from, you know, that, like, you know,
why are you obsessed with
people? It doesn't have to be drugs. It could be something else illegal. It could be fireworks, you know, a trunk full of fireworks. We could do that.
Microfiber density board. That's illegal in America.
There you go. MDF. Microfiber density board. Okay. Yeah. So you're smuggling a boat full of microfiber density board. That's hard to say. Microfiber density board.
Just call it MDF.
That's, MDF that's for sure. Call
it in the trade.
Yeah.
Great googly moogly. You've reached the midpoint of the episode. That means there's a special announcement for all you kids out there in Audioland. Lucky, lucky you.
Right, and you like easily smuggle it into this angle. What's it called? The angle in
Northwest Angle.
Northwest Angle. Easily smuggle it from Canada into the Northwest Angle, and then you're in the States, and you just get on a boat and you smuggle boat full of MDF across the Lake of the Woods to just to a port in America. And you're just fine. Like, no one's going to stop because you're already in the States. Right? Like, is that?
Yeah, well, yeah, it's just.
I'm just curious if there's any sort of extra security.
You make it sound easy, but what you're talking about is carrying, is not just crossing a border with illegal stuff. It's just owning illegal stuff you should know.
As well?
So you're still breaking the law. Even if you are getting across the American side, you're still breaking the law.
Well, yeah, if you're doing this, I'm assuming you're like a professional criminal. I'm not saying that everyone should go and try this.
If you've ever fancied smuggling but always been afraid, this is a good starter. This is a good starter point for us.
I mean, you're not wrong.
It's a smuggling day one. This is.
It's like it's yeah. This would be a really easy way to smuggle stuff in. This
Jesse's new podcast, How to Smuggle. This is episode.
That'd be great.
Episode one. If you test in the American Canadian border for weak points.
Anyway. If ever a podcast were shut down, I know, exactly. We'd be the first.
I advise anyone who is traveling along this road to make the phone call as they're required to by law to avoid ended up on a no-fly list.
Huh?
Well, you don't end up, if you break these kind of laws, you end up on a no-fly list.
If they find out who you are.
Well, yeah, exactly. And they might have drones. And if you've had your COVID vaccine, if there's that's got 5G or something, and they can tell.
Right. You've been keeping up to date with the news in Canada, I can tell.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. You know, and Bill Gates can see you wherever you are. And that's all he's got to keep himself
especially,
busy.
Especially now that he's single. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. The world's most eligible bachelor is that's he's got nothing else to do with his time. So,
God, I hope he's on Tinder.
And his disguise is just a baseball cap, and he's called himself William.
I want to visit. I want to visit all these locations that you found in Canada.
Just do a border tour. See how many times. See how many times we can cross the border without telling anyone. Keep touch across.
Yeah, bring across MDF. What is it? Microfiber density.
Micro density fiber board, I think.
Yeah.
I think anyway.
What is that, Reese?
It's just wood made out of compressed bits of waste wood. And I think it's illegal in America because they
bring
the dust. I don't, because it's like carcinogenic or something.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfectly legal in Canada and the UK.
Yeah, we don't care about death dust. That's fine.
Yeah.
We love it. But like, there's a bunch of places in our podcast that you've mentioned that, like, I think, honest to God, would be really, really fun to go and check out. Like, I want to go and see the Diefenbaker bunker. You know, I really want to go see the island in between I forget what the name of the island is.
Oh, the Pig War.
Not Pig War. That's a different island that I'd also like to go see. No,
the Whiskey Wars.
The Whiskey Wars. That's right.
Between Denmark and Canada. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. And now I want to, I also want to go see the island for the Pig Wars. And now I want to go visit this, I keep forgetting the name of it. The Northwest Angle. The North, it's got such a catchy name.
John, some recent news from the Angle.
They have news?
Yeah, so
like the town I see is, I don't even know if the town has a name, just
119 people.
Angle exactly. Inlet is all it says on the map. Just Angle Inlet. What a catchy name for for town. Yeah.
They've got
an appliance center. Let's see what else they got. They got a postal service, United States Postal Service. Yeah.
There we go.
Okay. An airport for tiny little airplanes.
The tiniest of all airplanes.
Yeah, I don't see.
Well, do you want to know the latest news from North West?
Yes, I do.
So they changed the fishing laws. The U.S. fishing laws are more restrictive than the Canadian fishing laws. So in 1997, some residents suggested leaving the U.S. and joining Canada. And the U.S. Representative Colin Peterson of Minnesota proposed legislation to allow the residents of Northwest Angle, who were part of his district, to vote on seceding from the United States and joining Canada instead, which made the Red Lake Reservation very angry, because since 70% of the land is theirs and nobody asked them what they wanted.
So hold on. I'm a little confused. So what?
So Canada has fishing laws.
Right.
America has fishing laws.
Yeah.
the residents prefer the Canadian fishing laws to the American
laws. Oh, okay. I gotcha. Right.
So they were like, hey, well, let's just be part of Canada. We can just follow their laws. But to be honest, I don't think the fishing is heavily policed there anyway. They've got an unmanned border, so.
Yeah, like all the MDF in the world is flying through one day after another. Yeah,
exactly. Exactly. And also there was in 2019, on January the 4th, 2019, somebody created a petition on the US government website called We the People, which was Give Canada Back the Northwest Angle Located in Manitoba petition. And this is the subheading, Make America Great by Correcting This Critical Survey Error. It's catchy.
Well, they're heavily relying on the Make America Great Again slogan that was.
I know, let's attach it to anything.
Yeah, just anything.
Make America great by tying up my shoelace now. It's just like.
Right. I want to go. I want to go check it out. Angle Inlet in the Northwest Angle. Such a catchy place. Although it's not in Canada. So our Canadian tour would be we just get to the border and that's it.
Yeah, some people want to be part of it. But anyway, one of the local residents, Lisa Goulet, said she found it quite funny.
Hold on a second. We're actually talking about America.
Yeah, this is America. It's America surrounded by Canada.
Yeah, but like has nothing to do with Canada
So Lisa Goulet, she runs a ski resort called the Angle Outpost Resort with her husband and 8 children. And they say they love their Canadian neighbors and they're skeptical of the petition. And the petition needed 100,000 signatures in 30 days to get the government's attention. And it didn't, I don't think it broke through 20,000.
They needed 100. They needed what? 130,000.
100,000 signatures in 30 days, but they didn't. They didn't get anywhere near that. So it turns out that it's going to stay part of the U.S. And again, I don't think anybody asked the First Nation community what they thought about their own land.
Right, of course. That seems par for the course.
Which is not shocking or surprising in any way. Exactly. Oh, good. So anyway, that's another part of the border for us to visit.
Just the border. Yeah, yeah. Well, we'll see. Actually, I kind of want to cross that border just so I could make that phone call. I think that'd be fun.
If you go there and record the audio of the phone call.
Right?
And ask them. And
totally legal.
Hi, my name is Reese Waters, and I am crossing the border from Canada to America. I do need to let you know I do have a shit ton of MDF. I was going to use it to build something, like a chicken coop or something. But is that okay? You guys okay with MDF? Do you want to come take a look? I'm going to wait for you. So did you enjoy learning about that?
Yeah, it just dawned on me like at the end of the episode that we were teaching about the states.
It's a border issue. So
But we didn't talk about a thing on the other side of the border.
Well, I guess, but it's still Canadian geographic political history, I suppose. Anyway, let's just move the
moose loose.
Thinking doesn't suit you, Jesse. Stop it. I've got to do and say as well for us. A friend of mine asked if we could talk about a business in Nova Scotia called that is struggling right now. It's a brewery called Sober Island Brewing based on the Eastern Shore. And they basically posted saying, we are going to go out of business because of this third wave. Please, can you just go on our website and buy some booze or a hat or something? So I wanted to say that they haven't offered us any free beer. This isn't an endorsement, but it's a small brewing place called Sober Island. So if you go to
Sober Island?
So Sober Island is a really real place. And they thought
I'm already on Google Maps.
And they had a cool idea of setting up a brewery on Sober Island, which I quite like.
That is awesome.
So if you go to soberislandbrewing.ca.
Hold on, I'm looking at Sober Island right now. It's a cool looking island, but I want to know where their brewery is.
So they got, so anyway, if you want to go on there, and they also do beer flavored soap. So don't drink
it. Thank God it's not soap flavored beer. Jesus.
But they do really nice beer flavored soap. And also they got Wavebreaker, Beachstone Bitter. They do a Marigold Blonde Ale and Beth's Black Oyster Stout. If you can support them, because they had a really honest advertising campaign where they said, help. It wasn't like, we need to reach this demographic and this age for these reasons. They were like, help, just buy some of our beer, please.
So, well, I like the fact that we're in our, is this our third or fourth wave of COVID right now?
Third.
It's our third wave. I mean, they've got a beer called Wave Breaker. So help them break the wave and stay afloat.
Oh, that's clever.
Right?
You should work in marketing or something.
You say that I shouldn't think. Okay, well.
Take it back. That was the best thought you ever had, Jesse.
Yeah, go buy some Wave Breaker. Maybe stay away from the oyster beer. But go buy some Wave Breaker from Sober Island Brewery and help the company out.
They also do, they've got T-shirts. They've got a face mask. And amongst other things, a koozie, which keeps your beer cold, I believe.
A koozie? Koozie.
Sorry, so $55 minimum order, and they'll do free delivery.
That's fantastic.
To HRM and shipping options nationwide if you're sending your order as a gift. So
yeah, that's
if you're anywhere in Canada, you can get their booze. And yeah, I just wanted to say that. And again, they're not paying us. It was just a... It's just nice to help.
Could you be nice?
I'm a very nice person. apart from when I say it like that. I'm very nice. So everyone have a wonderful week.
I suppose that was our call to action, right?
Yeah, that was a call to action. Yeah.
Our call to actions are getting a little serious these days.
They are, but... yeah, serious times. So, well, this one isn't that serious. Buy some beer.
Right. Yeah, I suppose. Yeah.
Exactly. So, everyone, have a great time. Mm-hmm. I hope you're all staying safe and washing everything, not just your hands.
And we talked about this.
That's what we've talked about in past episodes. Yeah. And use the beer soap to wash your crack.
God.
And your hands.
We are the worst person to advertise for. Just saying. Like, if someone's like... Oh my God, man. Like, no one should ask us to sponsor them, like, ever.
I was just finding practical uses for their products. It's soap. That's what we use soap for. So anyway, have a wonderful day. We'll see you soon.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much. Bye. Jesus.